Hey guys, I just wanted to put an ad in this episode. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. One, it's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And I've tried it, and it's really easy to do. It's not as complicated or as difficult as you would think it would be. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Download the free Anchor app or go to your anchor.fm to get started. Hello everyone, I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Door Through Us podcast. Today I would like to talk about how we are God's masterpiece. And what I mean by that is that how we are formed and created in His image. And I want to talk about that because on January 16th, 1977, I was born with a disability called aplet syndrome. I've had to undergo a lot of disabilities, and I had to overcome a lot of surgeries and a lot of issues in my life. I just turned 34 this past January, and I've been through a lot. One of the things that I'm still waiting on God for, and I'm still desiring for my own life, is to find the woman of God that He has for me and that He wants me to be with. I'm still believing for that. I'm still hoping for that. I'm still waiting for that to happen. I'm still hoping that one day I can meet that woman of God in my life, and that we can have a relationship like everyone else, and that we can have a marriage like everyone else. And I wonder sometimes if I will have that because of the fact of having a disability, of having a facial deformity. But I need to also realize at the same time that God made me this way for a reason and a purpose. And I believe that one of the reasons that He made me this way is that He can use me in the ministry, that He can use me to share my story of what God has done in my life, that what He has done in my life with all the surgeries and with people making fun of me and people teasing me and people calling me names. And even that 44 and being on a dating website, I have gotten people saying to me, "Hey, you look scary," or people asking me, "Why do you look like that?" And both of these were supposed to be Christian people. They were supposed to be on a Christian dating site, yet I still got those types of comments. And it hurt me, and some people may say, "Well, just brush it off, don't worry about it, those are not real people," or "People are mean sometimes," which we all know that they are. But yet it still hurts. The old saying, "If sticks and stones will break your bones, but words would never hurt me." But actually, that's not true. Words do hurt us, words do sting, words do at times make us cry because of what they have said to us, what people have said to us. And one of my favorite Bible verses is Psalms 139, which says, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." my friend was not hiding from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes were my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts. God, how vast is the sum of them. And I believe that before we are born, as the Bible verse says, that God does know us, that God does know everything about us when we are going to be born. From the first day that we are created in our mother's womb, He knows us. He knows what's going to happen. He knows how everything is going to work out. Unfortunately, there's sin in the world, and sometimes things happen. Sometimes we're born differently. We're born with a birth defect. We're born with other different things that happens in our lives. Sometimes we're born that we can't speak, or we're born that we can't see, or we're born that we can't walk. And unfortunately, that's not God's will for us. That's not how God wants us to live. He wants us to live a quote-unquote normal life, to be able to walk, to be able to see, to be able to speak. But because of the sin nature in the world and the way the body works, sometimes we're not born that way, unfortunately. But regardless of what happens, and regardless of the way we are, regardless of the way we look, and regardless of the way we are, God still sees us as His creation. He still sees us as His masterpiece. He still sees us as wonderfully and creatively made in His image and in His sight. So I wanted to encourage you today that if you're going through something where people are looking down on you because you look different, or people are calling you names because you are different, remember that God loves you. Remember that God knows who you are from the time you were born, that God knows you, and that God loves you, and that God cares for you, and that God created you in your mother's womb for a plan and a purpose that He has set up for you from the time that you were born, just like He set up a plan and a purpose for my own life from the time I was born in my own mother's womb. We have to take life one day at a time and know that God loves us, know that God cares for us, and know that He is there with us every step of the way. I hope that this was a encouragement to you. I hope that you know that you are created in His image, that He loves you, that He cares for you, that you have a plan and a purpose for your life when it comes to what it is that God has for you in your life. Don't be fearful during this time of COVID. Don't be concerned about this time with COVID. It will go away at some point. We hope that it goes away sooner than later. But we know that God is there with us. We know that God is there to protect us and to watch over us. And He has a great plan and purpose for our lives. Thank you for joining me. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast and enjoy this encouragement today. If you did, I hope you share it. I hope you learn something from it and continue to subscribe to the podcast. You may get more notifications. Sign up or go to my website. Check out my book on my website at www.dorsheroesministries.com. And also, if you're interested in having me to come and speak at your church, please contact me and let me know. God bless.